Hello, listeners. Welcome back to All Things Hospitality, the exciting field of serving guests and creating experiences. Hi, I'm your host, Darlene Horn, and in this session, I'll be talking about bringing value to guests and customers in the field of hospitality. Now, in the summer of 2021, I attended a three-month hospitality academy at a local community college here in my area. And during one of the sessions, we were asked a very important question. We were presented with this question: what is your why? Why are you in the field of hospitality? What is your why? At first, I thought that was a very challenging question, but when I thought about it, it was pretty simple. My why has to do with using my gifts. So my why in this field is to use my God-given gifts to bring value to others in a field that I love. So hopefully, no matter what line of work any of us choose, adding value to others is a great goal to have to begin with. That is a wonderful goal to have. So let me share with you ways to bring value in one particular area of hospitality, and that is at a hotel, as a hotel team member, specifically as a front desk attendant. So I will be speaking directly to anyone who is either working in the field as a front desk attendant or anyone interested in working in that line of work. I'll be presenting to you basically. So how do you add value to your guests? Of course, we can all think about ourselves as guests. We all have the experience of going to a hotel, so we know we all have our own particular experiences on how we felt valued. But first of all, I would start with finding a particular hotel brand that you as a worker are proud to work for. I would start there. If you're proud to work for the company and you believe in it, then you can sell its services and its amenities very easily. You'll want to sell their services if you're at a location that you're proud to work for. So then we can focus in on the guest and the guest experience. So why do a guest choose a particular hotel? There are so many different reasons. We all have our particular reasons as well. It could have to do with cost. It could be the location. It could also be maybe they have a high standard of cleanliness. It could be a friendly staff member or the friendly staff that they're used to experiencing when they go to that particular hotel. Or it could be maybe they have technology in place where they don't have to approach any staff members. A lot of hotels have the digital keys now where you can just walk into a hotel, go straight to your room, and you never have to stop at the front desk. That could be a reason that some guests choose a particular hotel. There are different reasons. However, when a guest walks in that front door, we as attendants are on. We turn on our best customer service and start working to adding value to this guest by helping to create wonderful personal experiences for them. Now, keep this in mind. There are things that are important to a guest: service, price, quality, action, and appreciation. So typically for every single guest, these five items are important to them. So we as attendants can turn on our customer service. So I would start with the greeting, mask or no mask. A guest can tell right away if we are happy to be there and that we're happy that they are there. And so we all know that we smile with our eyes. So the one thing that a mask does not cover is our eyes. So we know the greeting is the most important thing when they walk in the door. Then the personal touch. Now, I've worked for a particular brand, and I know that there is a brand that has a system set in place that store personal preferences of repeat guests. So it's set up it's actually it's set up for your success and to help give out that excellent customer service, because the system is set up where if this guest has been to your hotel before, then you know, first of all, that they're a repeat customer. So that helps you. Welcome back. You know, you can say welcome back because you know that they've been there before. Also, it will store information, perhaps what floor they would prefer to have. They would prefer a higher floor. You know, we can, and then you can personally speak to them. We've secured a room on the sixth floor for you. So that's a personal touch. And there are hotels I know that have those little systems in place that'll help in that area. And if not, then you can always obviously greet them with their name, the name that's on the reservation, the name that's on their driver's license, on their credit card. We love hearing our names. So we can always greet them with our names. So there is a particular hotel that my husband and I prefer to stay in when we go to Raleigh, to the Raleigh area. And we've stayed at several hotels there, some very fancy, you know, upscale hotels. We always kind of venture back to this particular hotel. Our value comes from being warmly greeted, having our names used, and then there's always that fun, friendly banter, and not only to us, but also to the coworkers. And then just being greeted by front desk attendants who seem to really enjoy being there. It really matters. It makes a difference. So those are a few ways that we can add value to a customers, our customers and guests. So what I wanted to leave you with today is a few quotes that I ran across. One of them is from Zero Den, and it says, "If your presence doesn't add value, your absence won't make a difference." And then from John C. Maxwell, "Success is when I add value to myself. Significance is when I add value to others." I invite you to the table of hospitality, and I'll see you on the next session.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.